In this week's editorial from America Magazine, Associate Editor Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare looks at how one religious community is living green.
Last spring, Portsmouth Abbey School in Rhode Island held a major conference on wind energy just 1 year after installing a sleek, Danish-made 160-foot, 660-watt kilowatt wind power generator on its property. The school, run by Benedictine monks, collaborated with the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation, which promotes wind power throughout the state as a non-fossil fuel source and pitched in $450,000 for the project. The turbine project exemplifies how church and state can cooperate for the common good. The Benedictines, however, have been going green for a long time. In 1997, the sisters at Sacred Heart Monastery in Richardson, North Dakota, learned that their state has the greatest wind energy potential of all the contiguous states. The sisters, who operated a nursing home, a retirement home, and a llama farm on their 50 acres, paid high utility bills. So they installed two small wind turbines and realized immediate savings, 39% the first year and 47% the second. But saving money was only part of what motivated the sisters. They respected the environment as God's gift and quickly acted as good stewards. The Benedictines are showing fidelity to their tradition in recognizing the importance of conserving God's creation. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.